Welcome back to the Voice of Hope. I wanted to stop by and offer you a few words of encouragement. But before I begin the podcast, I want to share a beautiful song with you by Hope Darst. Breakthrough's coming.
No way. I feel like your chains won't break. But when Jesus shows up on the scene, you know something's about to change. I feel like there is no hope. Staring at a cherry coat. But when Jesus shows up on the scene, you know something's about to change. Somebody speak the name. Somebody sing his praise.
Beautiful song, breakthrough's coming, breakthrough's coming. I don't know about you, sometimes it doesn't always feel like breakthrough's coming, right? When you may be going through difficult times or maybe a growing period, but you just keep moving forward. You know, I was thinking today as I was starting to begin the podcast, earlier when the Lord laid on my heart to stop by and offer you some encouragement. You know, it's not always something you feel like doing. Sometimes you don't know the next step you're going to take. If you feel like you have any encouragement to give, you know, you feel sometimes drained in your body. I know here it's been rainy and stormy all day and, you know, not feeling the greatest. And I had some things to do and I had to sit down and, you know, pay some bills like we all do. And I thought, you know, I'm really not feeling up to this right at this moment. But, you know, it's raining, it's storming, we got all these weather warnings outside. Why not just sit down and go ahead and get this over with? So, not thinking, you know, I go ahead and I go to pay this one bill. And the lady picked up the phone and I told her, you know, I'm wanting to pay this bill and, you know, so on and so forth. And she asked me things, you know how they ask you things to verify who you are. And I told her and she goes, "Oh, wow." And I'm like thinking, I'm paying a bill. Do I not owe it? Thought maybe that's what the wow was, right? And I said, "Oh, what's wrong?" And she goes, "Oh, nothing. You have the same birthday as me." And I said, "Oh, that's neat." And she's like, "Yeah." And then she's like, "Oh, and you were born, you have the same numbers that you were born in as I do, but they're in reverse." And she told me when she was born, and I was like, "Oh, wow." And then, you know, today's January 10th, but yesterday was January 9th. And I wasn't thinking at the moment, you know, sometimes God wants to use us in moments. And when we're not feeling clear in our mind or, you know, not focused, we don't always hear the Lord like we should. And she kept saying something about it a few times, you know, and it's like it popped into my head that I was paying $90-something. We were both born on the 9th day of the month, October 9th, and the year was similar. And I was like, wow. You know, biblically, the number 9 means it is finished. God's trying to birth something through you to bring it to fruition, you know? And so I didn't know if she was a Christian. You know, when we meet someone or we're talking to someone on the phone and doing something like paying a bill, we don't know who that person is, you know? And I said, "Well, I don't know if you're a Christian or not." I said, "But biblically, the number 9 means, you know, birthing. It means it is finished. You know, Jesus died in the 9th hour. He said it's finished. And, you know, a woman, she carries a child 9 months in order to birth it." And so I said, "I don't know what's going on in your life." I said, you keep focusing on this just a little bit. And normally I would have already said this to someone that I knew and that was aware of what certain numbers mean biblically. And I said, "But I just wanted to give that to you." I said, "You know, we all have a calling." And I said, "We're born with it. And sometimes when we go along through life, you know, with life's troubles, life's problems, it can tend to, you know, stifle that gift, that calling. And we tend to lose what our true calling is, you know." And I said, "Maybe that's what God is trying to say to you today through us speaking, because as you're speaking, I just felt led to tell you this." And I said, "So if you think about it and there's something that you really love to do, even if you didn't get paid for it," I said, "you would just do it. That's your gift. That's your calling God gave you from the day you were born." And she said, "Oh, wow. Oh, wow, I needed to hear this today. I needed to hear this today." And I said, "Oh, well, I'm glad you did." I said, "I normally would have already said something, but I wasn't feeling the greatest." And she said, "Oh, well, I hope you feel better." And I said, "Thank you." And I said, "Well, you just keep pushing. You just keep pushing forward." And I said, "When we all walk in our gifts, it's such a beautiful thing." And I said, "So many times, though, the enemy wants us not to walk in our gift and wants us to be discouraged like we don't have no purpose. And she said, oh, thank you. And she's like, I'm writing this date down because I will always remember this because I have been praying for something for a long time. And this is just confirmation that, you know, God's not finished with that dream of mine or, you know, my calling. And I said, yeah. I said, well, I'm glad I said that. And she says, I'll always remember you speaking this to me in your voice. And I said, oh, well, thank you. And so as we began to pay my bill, you know, I shared that I had the Voice of Hope. If she wanted to look it up on Spotify, was the easiest place. And she said, oh, yes, I would love that. And I said, well, I'll take your name down and keep you in prayer. And I took her name down. And she said, thank you. Thank you. She said, this made my day. She goes, I don't get calls like this. And I said, well, thank you. I said, because you helped lift, you know, my spirits. I wasn't feeling the greatest. And she said, you're welcome. I said, well, have a blessed day. And she said, you too. So I just was wanting to share that story with you to show you that in those moments where we don't feel like pushing forward in a moment, we may not understand who is up ahead that needs some encouragement. We don't know what they're going through. We don't know what someone else is praying for. And, you know, we're always ourselves looking for encouragement. But sometimes, you know, God puts you in the right place at the right time to encourage someone else. And so think about that today. You know, as I've been continuing on this next few weeks of prayer and fasting, you know, I've been noticing a lot of different things. And when you really dig deeper and you lean into God and you let Him show you these things, you don't realize sometimes how much you could even miss a blessing yourself by encouraging someone else. Because there's a saying, I think it goes, when, you know, you're not able to get prayers answered or you're going through a troubling time, go and bless someone else and it'll take your mind off yourself, right? And that was just so refreshing to know that, you know, even through that moment, you know, God can use us to bless someone else. So just remember that through your day, through your season, no matter what you're going through, you know, whether it's a healing season, whether it's a breakthrough season, you know, or you're having a beautiful season, don't forget to, you know, share those, I call them roses in the moments, with someone else, you know. You're God's hands and you're His feet and you're His mouth, you know. You can encourage others. You can, you know, pat someone on the back, tell them they're doing a good job, give them a hug maybe. And you can walk to somewhere. We walk a lot of places, you know, and you don't know in what place He may lead you, who may be there that needs you. So just remember that when He leads you, He may be needing you to help someone else along their way. So if we do things God's way and we let Him go deep and we let Him pull those layers off and heal us little by little, we begin to see things in a new light. So think about that as you go along your day today and just trust God, you know, and always be thankful for the day that you're in, that you're alive. You know, someone didn't get another day. So be a blessing along the way, even when you don't feel like it. And you never know how much it's going to bless you and help lift your spirits. So just keep pushing forward, because your breakthrough will come in time if you don't give up. I always say, you can give up, or you can get up and you can stand up. It's that miracle in the mind, you know, because it all starts in our mind. When we don't want to do the things we think we should do, you know, if we don't want to pray, we don't want to get into the Word, you know, sometimes God will stop us and show us, hey, I have others out there who need the Word, who need the encouragement. So if we don't go deeper and heal our wounds, then we won't notice when someone else is maybe needing to be encouraged or uplifted along their way, you know? And that's what life's all about. And it all starts with that renewing the mind. You know, as I spoke about in my last podcast about shaking it off, you know, shake off the past, don't look back, and just keep pushing forward. Because there's a new beginning, a new horizon on the other side. And I wanted to share the Jesus is Calling with you today before I end. It says, every time you affirm your trust in me, you put a coin in my treasury. Thus you build up equity in preparation for days of trouble. I keep safely in my heart all trust invested with me, with interest compounded continuously. The more you trust me, the more I empower you to do so. Practice trusting me during quiet times, quiet days, when nothing much seems to be happening. Then when storms come, your trust balance will be sufficient to see you through. Store up yourself treasure in heaven through placing your trust in me. This practice will keep you in my peace. Amen. So true, right? Reminds me of Isaiah 26:3. He who keeps his mind on thee will stay in perfect peace. So just always keep your mind on him, no matter what you're going through, and he will keep you in that perfect peace. Let me say a little prayer with you before I end today. Heavenly Father, as I come to you today, I uplift those out there that's listening to the podcast today. Lord, whatever they may be going through, I ask that you would strengthen them along their journey, that you would brighten their day, fill their day with joy, hope. You would give them that peace that passes all understanding, that you are taking care of them in this moment and every moment forward. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And before I end the podcast, I want to leave you with another song by Hope Darst, If the Lord Builds This House.
Stay. I trusted my own strength. So I put my ruins into your hands and watch you restore them like only you can. Cause if the Lord builds the house, nobody can tear it down. If the Lord builds the house, nobody can tear it down. When it's built on his name, then nothing gonna shake this crowd. If the Lord builds the house, nobody can tear it down. Ooh, the bricks may be weathered through storm and through fire, but what God holds together, it stands firm every time.
And just remember, if no one has told you today, you are so loved. So wherever you're at in your part of the world, get out there today and spread some hope, spread some love. This world needs it now more than ever. So join me back here on the next episode of The Voice of Hope. This is where hope happens. Much love to you all. God bless. Have a beautiful day. I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.